Shalom. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting, Israel. New Bambi. We are representative of the Brit Am Ten Tribes movement that says that the Lost Ten Tribes are today to be found amongst Western peoples. We have a website, britam.org, 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 where a great number of articles proving that the Lost Ten Tribes are to be found amongst Western peoples exists. The present talk concerns a saying by a great rabbi, Rabbi Avraham Yitzhak Cook, Rabbi Avraham Isaac Cook, who is the chief rabbi of Palestine before the establishment of the State of Israel. He was a great rabbi. He was is known. Everyone, even his opponents, recognize the fact that he was a great rabbi. He was born in Russia, but he came to Israel, live in the land of Israel. And he wrote on the arousal of the Jewish people and the future establishment of the State of Israel. He foresaw it and spoke of it, and he gave directions as to how it should be related to, how it should be served, as to its future value and its role in the coming redemption of the Jewish people and of the Israelite nations and of all the peoples of the earth. He also made references to the role of Ephraim, meaning the Lost Ten Tribes in world history. And that is what we are going to discuss in our present talk. We're going to discuss a single paragraph in one of his writings in which he made a very important statement. It's worth drawing attention to. The source of this work, of this paragraph, is in Shmoni Kibbutzim, Helik 8. In other words, in the eight portfolios, it's in a work that was only published recently. During his lifetime, Rabbi Cook published a great number of works. After he died, his son, Rabbi Tzvi Yehuda Cook, who I myself met on several occasions, and his students and his various assistants, they edited many of the writings of Rabbi Cook, and they compiled books from them. These works were studied intensively and widely. They were studied widely by thousands of the greatest minds in Israel. Rabbi Cook had founded a yeshiva, an important yeshiva, Merkaz Arab Yeshiva. And after he passed away, many of the students from this yeshiva or from the B'nai Akiva movement, which is in its ideology has a similar direction as Rabbi Cook, they set up hundreds, thousands of additional yeshivas of all different types, yeshivas of higher learning, of rabbinical scholarship, or yeshivas that were in effect little more than then religious high schools, also set up ulpanas, girls' colleges, and in all these institutions, the directions of Rabbi Cook were followed, and the ideology of Rabbi Cook was spoken of, and his works were studied. It happened that, in addition to what was studied of Rabbi Cook, the certain amount of material that remained in manuscript form was unpublished. Amongst these manuscripts are to be found the eight folios, the Shmoni Kibbutzim. And these Shmoni Kibbutzim, these eight folios, were a collection of writings, spontaneous impressions the rabbi had the habit of writing in his spare moments. Some thought, some inspiration, something that he thought worth noting down would come to him, and he'd write it down in this folio. And there's not necessarily much connection between one paragraph and the other. And some of the things he wrote down had been published in the past. It had been included in other works of his that had been compiled by his followers. But most of what was written in these eight folios is not published and not known about until 2004, when the whole was published. And even now, those who have been brought up in his teachings don't really know how to relate to these folios, because it hasn't gone through an editing process. It hasn't received the okay, as if to say, of those who in the past had represented his works, and it's very much in its raw state. It's also written in very difficult language, even for those who are very fluent in Hebrew. The style of Rabbi Cook and his vocabulary and the way he used words is at one on the one hand quite poetic, quite inspiring. It is philosophical once you understand it. It's difficult to understand it. Everyone agrees with that. No one disputes that Rabbi Cook can be difficult to understand. And because of that, in all of the establishments where his works are taught, you have rabbis who are learned teachers who have spent years studying his works, and they teach and they give over extracts from his works, and they analyze sentence by sentence, word by word, everything he wrote. And it needs someone to sit there and go through it and analyze it and direct you and tell you how to understand this word, what this word means, how this sentence connects to their next sentence, what the background is, what implications it has, and so on. Rabbi Cook is not an easy source. Nevertheless, we came across a source. We came across a source concerning Ephraim. Rabbi Cook said concerning Ephraim, meaning the lost ten tribes, that the lost ten tribes will be assimilated amongst the Gentiles. In our time, Rabbi Cook says, Israel, meaning the Jews, he refers to Israel as the Jews, rather he refers to the Jews as Israel, are returning. And it will be revealed that the assimilation of Ephraim was for the benefit of both Israel and the Gentile nations and for the Jewish people. The Israelite spirit that was contained within Ephraim, Ephraim was assimilated, it became like the Gentile nations, it became part of them, but nevertheless the spirit of Ephraim is striving constantly to express itself. It's more and more making itself felt in our times. In our times it has always been expressing itself throughout history. It has always been striving forward and outward to release itself, to realize its Hebrew constitution. Nevertheless, in our times it has been increasing in this direction. It has made it this urge, this impulse, this compunction has been making itself felt more and more urgently and more pressingly. We are becoming more and more aware of it, especially now in these end times where everything begins to return to its source. Everything goes back to where it comes from, as if to say, in the end times. Everything will be rectified, and so too Ephraim will return to what he had been, to what he should have been, to what he was created to be. And now the spirit of Ephraim is feeling this. Assimilated Israelites from Ephraim are becoming more and more assertive of their Israelite spirit. They are striving to make the nations amongst whom they live become Israelite. Not only does it express themselves in individuals, but making themselves more and more aware, more and more wanting of their Israelite consciousness, of an Israelite consciousness, of an Israelite identity, but they are also imposing it or emanates from them this compulsion, this urge. It is contagious. It affects those around them, and they themselves want that all of those around them, together with them, will return and become part of the Israelite nation. And this way the Ephraimites, the Israelites, are elevating the Gentiles, the non-Israelite stocks amongst whom they dwell. And this will continue, it will evolve, it will develop until a complete realization of Israelite national consciousness by the Israelites of Ephraim will take place. This will bring about the salvation of humanity. In a minute we'll get to the source, to quoting the source. We should point out that we don't necessarily agree with Rabbi Cook. Not everyone agrees with Rabbi Cook. Nevertheless, his opinions are revered. He was a great man, and his opinion deserves consideration. And even though we do not entirely agree with Rabbi Cook, we take into account his opinion, because his opinion in this instance, on this matter, parallels opinions of our own that we have reached separately through other sources, but also there too we were inspired by other writings of Rabbi Cook, and we are happy to have found this latest source which confirms the direction we were going in and the intermediate understanding we had of what Rabbi Cook's intentions was in the other sources. And this has been borne out by the present source, that Rabbi Cook believes that the Ephraim would be assimilated in order to realize himself, in order eventually to come back to become a full-fledged Israelite. But in the process, it will bring all of the nations around him. It will elevate mankind together with himself. Amos 9:9 says, "For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth." So Amos here is indicating that even though the lost tribes were scattered amongst the peoples, or absorbed amongst the nations, became Gentiles for all intents and purposes, also in their thought patterns and in their behavior and their characteristics, nevertheless, on the whole, Amos is saying that they will remain amongst themselves and will not have intermixed very much amongst the surrounding non-Israelite nations. The Zohar and other Jewish sources also confirm this opinion, this understanding of ours concerning Amos. Nevertheless, Rabbi Cook says that they will have intermixed, and this intermixing will have had its results that he considers to be positive. It doesn't really matter if physical intermixing has occurred or to what degree it has occurred. We may be certain that cultural intermixing has occurred, and was intended to do so. The lost Gentiles are considered non-Jewish, they're considered Gentiles, they consider themselves Gentiles, and other Gentile nations have been influenced by them and still are being influenced by them, as it was intended. So now we come to the source. We come to the source, as we said, taken from Shmoni Kibbutzim, the eight folios, the eighth section, the last section, paragraph 205, and this is a free translation on my own. It may not be exact, it may be imperfect, but at least you should be able to obtain the flavor, some type of appreciation on the gist of what Rabbi Cook says. Rabbi Cook says, "Every curse at its close turns into a blessing. All evil happenings become good. Everything that happens emanates from the far-sighted planning of the source of all benefit. Everything comes from God. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed," as it says in 1 Samuel 2:3. The depreciation of the Israelite spirit seriously harmed Ephraim and the tribes associated with him. This resulted in the calamity of Ephraim being assimilated amongst the nations. This assimilation in itself will qualify all the world for ultimate salvation. This especially applies to Israel in these end times that are approaching and coming close before our eyes. How is this? Rabbi Cook continues, "The vital potentiality that is enclosed within Israel encompasses within it the ability to achieve sanctity, purity of attitude, psychological purification, and eager readiness to receive the torrent of divine inspiration, even though external circumstances cause a blockage of the mental faculties. And a diminishing of deeds, the nature, body and soul has not entirely changed. There was a mixing in by which a portion of the Israelites became assimilated amongst the peoples and swallowed up by them. This mixing in of the blood by being taken in amongst the Gentiles caused a great fermentation due to the clarity and strong urge of Israelite life force. The spirit of the Gentiles has been affected. Consequently, they have progressively been becoming more and more suited to receive the appearances of divine light, of clear revelation, and mental lucidity, Its phenomenon stands ready to increasingly make its appearance in the world through the light of Israel that is progressing towards revival and ascension. An inner push caused by a renewed Israelite spiritual approach would cause all peoples to move forward. This is a consequence resulting from the hidden ability of those who in ancient times assimilated. Their descendants will be yearning and striving to declare the name of Israel on their inheritance. This will be a goal that will feel the need to achieve. The spiritual urge to communicate with the divine will progressively enlighten the national spirit and increasingly come to dominate it. Eventually they will be able to reach complete enlightenment through the supreme light of the Word of God. This will outshine in its glorious perfected appearance all the darknesses of the world. In other words, Rabbi Cook is saying that Ephraim, meaning the lost ten tribes were assimilated. They were taken in by the Gentiles and became a part of the Gentiles. They considered themselves Gentiles and were considered by others to be Gentiles, and even legally, according to the Talmud and according to the Bible, in Hosea and in Jeremiah, they were divorced, they were cut off temporarily, and in our time they are not obligated by the commandments. They are, as if to say, suspended. They are no longer Israelites from a spiritual point of view, even though in the future, in the very close near future, they will return, and once again things will be as it were previously. Nevertheless, at the moment they are not such a and even so, the Israelite spirit that was within them is still within them. It grows, it ferments, it activates itself. It drives them forward to ever search the closeness to the divinity, to express the Israelite consciousness, the Israelite nationality in all kinds of ways, in all kinds of actions. Even though they are not conscious of this is what they are doing, when they reform the world, when they help other people, when they do good, when they do great things, they do not realize that they are realizing their Israelite ancestry. They are bringing into play their Israelite consciousness, their ancestral inheritance, and this will continue. This will develop, and it will grow and grow and grow and become more and more powerful. Till eventually they will realize who they are, and BritAm, our organization, is here to help them do that. They will realize who they are, they will return to the Bible, and the God Almighty will inspire them with a great light, with an inspiration, with a realization as to who they were. In that, they will return. Ephraim will return. The lost ten tribes will return. In their return, in the process of their returning, they will bring all of the world upwards, forwards, together with them. That is the message of Rabbi Cook in this quotation. And this quotation may be found on our website, www.britam.org/cook, kwkook8.html. That is where this article will be found. If you forget that, go to our table of contents. A link to our table of contents is to be found at the top of our website. It is displayed quite prominently, and go there and look for Rabbi Cook, or go to one of our several search engines on our web, the search engines that are particular to our own site. Place Rabbi Cook, place Cook in the entry box. And this will take you to this article. This article is worth reading, it's worth seeing, it's worth contemplating, and it's worth knowing that such an opinion exists. And this opinion is pertinent. It answers many questions, and it is liable to have a great effect once this source becomes known to others. On what we have just spoken of, we have a little poem. We've written a few rhyming verses, as if to say a poem of our own, a little song concerning what we have learnt, and we'll read it out to you, and we hope that you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy listening, and we hope it will also benefit you. As background to this poem, we should remind you that in the article, what we've just spoken of, that we explained how Ephraim, meaning all the ten tribes, had to lose his identity in order to bring about the uplifting of mankind, especially at the time of his final redemption. The rest of the poem relies mainly on Jeremiah chapter 31, Jeremiah 31 says the lost ten tribes when they return will be weeping. Rachel, the mother of Joseph, will be mourning for her children until they return. Jeremiah calls on the lost tribes to take notice of the megalithic monuments, the dolmens and the cairns, and all kinds of monuments that are to be found in Ireland, in Britain, in France, in Scandinavia, in Ireland. And these are monuments also found in Spain and in Malta and in different places and different islands, showing a migratory path back to the land of Israel, back to the Middle East. They're also found in the land of Israel, that is where they spread from. And the pathway of these monuments shows the way in which the Israelites migrated to the West. And we have spoken of this and proven it on our website, britam.org, and elsewhere. And Jeremiah also speaks of this expressly. Go to Jeremiah 31:21. Also go to the Britam commentary on Jeremiah on this verse for more explanation. Or Isaiah also spoke of the lost ten tribes returning from the Atlantic Ocean area, and he said when they return they will bring their silver and gold with them. See Isaiah 60 verse 9 and the Britam commentary on this verse. Now we shall recite the poem after giving the background to certain verses, to certain references that makes the poem more clear. Here is the poem. Ephraim is the name in the Holy Bible. For one of the sons of Joseph, our forebear, was born to Jacob in Canaan and favored there. Ephraim is also the term for division intertribal, for 10 out of 12 of the Hebrew tribes, as written down by prophetic scribes. Ephraim wished to be their own nation and there to set their own destination, worship and welfare, that they set themselves apart and cut loose, as from the start they had chose to choose their name and fame to dominate world news. Ephraim was to lose his identity, not know who he was, like you and me. Ephraim amongst the Gentiles intermixed, he became as one of them and did assimilate, so that his character was set and transfixed. Like a non-Israelite, he was to dissimulate. Ephraim went down to the deep, the commandments not keep, his Israelite soul all asleep. From out of the depths he will awake, yearn, strive and search for the truth. In repentance and fear of God he will quake, weep for the waste of his youth. As Rachel a child pities, he will turn once again to find the pathway back to his cities. According to the monument track, Ephraim will by dolmens, cairns, stone heaps, and other megalithic signposts come back. For our lost children, Mother Rachel weeps. As Jeremiah foretold, remember his fame, call out his name. It was prophesied of old, return with silver and gold. Ephraim will return, his heart will burn. Joseph coming back will bring mankind in his track. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britam Broadcasting Israel. For more information, go to our website www.britam.org. BRITAM.ORG. God bless you all.